gonna stop us now.
Good morning!
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kix 96.9.
Monday? What do you mean Monday?
Listen, today's Monday.
What happened Monday?
Not everyone approves of Monday.
I hate Mondays!
Enough with the feelings, you two.
Anyway, we gotta get to work.
Let's get this over with.
Here we go.
It's the Kix Morning Show. JP, Lauren, Husker Nick, good morning, and welcome to Monday, April 8th. Hello, Lauren.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thanks. Hi, Husker Nick.
What up?
How about that weekend, guys?
That was, like, the weather has not been that nice in forever.
Mm. Windows were open. We did grilling yesterday. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of that perfect weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get to spring game, and it's going to snow 2 days before it.
Oh, heck.
I mean,
it must really dip down cold that night, because I think the high's still in the 50s, isn't it, for
yeah,
that day?
It'll still be like 50-something.
So, now they're saying 43 is the high for Thursday.
Thursday with all the snow.
Boo!
There's a 30-degree difference between Wednesday and Thursday. Wednesday will still be in the low 70s. Thursday will be in the low 40s.
Lovely.
Yay!
There was some
spring in Nebraska.
Some post by the National Weather Service predicting like some sort of blizzard in April in Nebraska. And I was like, just whether you're right or not, just keep that to yourself. Like, I'm not even interested in hearing about that.
Just put that
so hopefully check. That's what this little snow thing is like a couple flakes. And they're like, yeah, oops, we're off a little bit.
Yes.
We're about, good now.
We about 55 for Husker spring game Saturday, which will be great.
55 will be fine.
Yeah, that'll be a good day. That'll be a good day.
Just as long as there's not snow on the ground.
Right.
Are you guys pre-gaming for that? I'm going to be out of town.
Yep.
I have no idea.
We'll be down at the rail yard. It's basically our practice for the season.
Good.
Yeah, exactly.
And so we'll be there.
It's our spring game.
Yeah. Exactly. So we'll be there at 10 a.m. on Saturday in the rail yard. DJ SK will be there.
Oh, he does such a good job.
He is a good kid. We like him a lot.
Good kid. He's a really good DJ. I'm going to keep it professional for him. He's a hell of a DJ. That's what I mean. He's a nice guy, too, but he's a hell of a DJ.
And we'll have tons of prizes from Husker headquarters. It's powered by Woods Brothers Realty, so DJ SK will be down there, and we'll all be down there as well. There's a thing going on right now with DJ SK and Coryell with Nebraska Nights Live. Where they have this.
Hey, are you announcing this officially?
No. I don't know.
Is this an official announcement?
He's got a very beautiful lady that is his.
Oh, okay.
His lady. No, they're like, it's almost kind of a bromance or girlmance or.
No, it's a bromance if it's Coryell. Yeah, for sure.
Like they're doing these weird little videos where all of a sudden they're like.
That's a dance. That's a thing.
Okay.
It's a viral thing that younger people are doing, JP.
Thank you.
You're a little older.
What are we talking about right now?
It's on Snapchat.
It's on
We're just doing like
Twitter.
Drivers.
It is. It's a dance where you hit on the beat of the song. You hit like certain things. It's all over Twitter. You can find it pretty easy. But yeah, that's what they're doing.
So they
all
showed
the time,
up.
All the time.
They showed up to Bacon Fest last night because I hosted Bacon Fest and then Coryell took over after about halfway through because I had to run over to a Husker and added the lead and host that. But they showed up at Bacon Fest and did that to me and I'm like, what is that?
Yeah, it's
a little dance.
It's not. Right. It is. We are now, like I'm 37 and I'm starting to border and teeter on that where I kind of scratch my head and I'm like, yeah, I don't even care to know any of this stuff anymore.
I don't expect either of you guys to know what
that is. It's a thing that's viral on Twitter.
It's funny.
And there's a weatherman or a newsman or something that made it go viral. It's a dance that you do to a specific song, kind of like dabbing and all that that people have done over the last few years. Or like the, what was the All In My Feelings with the heart where they're outside the car while it's moving and they're dancing.
Well, here
it's similar.
Here we have it. Now that we have just had this discussion, it's dead.
It came to our level now.
Old people are pontificating on the radio about what is that?
Yeah.
It's dead.
I sent a video to Bill on 10/11 saying, hey man, challenge extended. Let's see you rock this thing. Because the dude that does it that kind of made it go viral, he does it in the like widest way possible and it's awesome. Like it's so funny.
That's very
funny.
And
I tried to get, but Shamert said he's just not quite got those moves. But you have to do it like on the beat of the song and when you put the song back. And that's why they have Coryell keeps putting out these videos of them just doing it in front of the car. And
So if I were to do it, so if I were to do it at the spring game, it would be completely dead.
Yes.
Considering you don't really still know what it is.
Right, exactly.
It'd be over.
Well, you'd have 6 days to figure
it
out.
The way you are, though, it'll be in about 4 years you'll hit that thing.
4 years?
And yeah, because you're usually about, like, you still say, oh, snap, when you see something on TV that's interesting.
A natural reaction to it.
That's not a natural reaction.
Mine is.
For like a 12-year-old girl, okay. I 100% agree. And JP,
all right.
Which I like. That's okay. That's you, man.
I appreciate it.
Just make it happen.
I'll just keep being me.
There Don't miss this. Next on the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
So yeah, spring game party in the rail yard this weekend, as well as all week long. We continue to give you your chance to win $1,000 in tickets to the biggest shows of the year. That's next.
Live on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is stupid does, sir.
Yeah, this is pretty stupid. Normally, we like to feature people doing Nebraska awesome things. This is the dumbest thing a Nebraskan's done in a while.
Pretty stupid is such an understatement for what this idiot did.
So,
yeah,
Wrestle-
what did he think was going to happen?
WrestleMania was last night.
Yeah.
And they had a big Hall of Fame ceremony for all of the WWE wrestlers on Saturday.
Which, what you need to know about this thing is, especially this specific one, because of who you're about to say was going in, it was like the who, because this guy is right up there with
Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair, all these guys.
Macho Man. I mean,
yes.
The big guys.
Yes. And like, there, if you grew up in the 80s, you probably either saw a cartoon, watched him, or even had like maybe one of his toys. Like, this guy was huge. And all the wrestlers are there. Like, all these wrestlers are all around. And I know it's fake, but guys, these are still rather large humans
that lift weights
and still like practice mixed martial arts and stuff.
Yeah.
So remember all that as he plays out this scene for you.
So retired pro wrestler Bret the Hitman Hart.
The Hitman Hart, baby. The Hart Foundation.
Is up
yeah.
getting his acceptance speech for being put into the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
And a gentleman decides not a gentleman.
Kurt, before
a guy.
You do this, before you do that too.
Okay.
He's on stage talking about the Hart Foundation, which his last name is Bret Hart. The Hart Foundation was his brother-in-law, Davey Boy Smith, Owen Hart. All these guys he's talking about, Jim the Anvil, Neidhart, they're all dead. And they all died in like rather tragic ways.
Okay.
Like one of them fell from the roof in a stunt and died in the middle of the ring in Kansas City. His brother did.
Yeah.
So he's up there talking about how like the Hart Foundation, and he's the one who's helping, you know, posthumously helping them get, you know, like talking about them getting into the Hall of Fame
yeah.
and how special it is. Now, remember that when you hear this.
Okay.
So this dude decides, I'm going to get up on stage and I'm going to attack Bret the Hitman Hart while he's giving his acceptance speech.
This is somebody who was in the audience.
Yes.
Okay.
He's wearing a Rastafarian hat. You know, the Rastafarian, and then he has fake dreads that's coming out of the hat.
There's on TV right now, he's getting the crap beat out of him by all the wrestlers.
I don't know. I don't know. He was covering up his normally brightly green-colored dyed hair, by the way. And he's from Lincoln.
Right.
And he rushes the stage, tackles Bret, and on the videos, there's a million of them. We'll tweet some of them out. All of a sudden, all these wrestlers, bodybuilders, Ronda Rousey's husband, who's Travis Brown, that's an MMA fighter,
you wish
runs
you don't
in
mess around with him.
And they just start beating the ever-livings out of this guy. Like, 12 of them beating the ever-livings out of this guy.
Yeah, just, where did this take place?
This took place
Madison Square Garden.
Yep.
So this guy traveled from Lincoln.
Yes.
And I'm not going to say his name because I don't want to give him any
to
credit.
Wear his Rastafarian hat.
And attack Bret the Hitman Hart during the Hall of Fame acceptance speech.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm not going to say his name.
That
I don't even want to.
Dozens of wrestlers standing around were not going to stop him?
Right.
Well, okay, so he's in trouble in Lincoln because there's a local MMA fighter that has a restraining order on him.
Okay.
I actually worked out at the gym where all this came from. He used to run up because he thinks he's the Joker, and he used to run up and put a Joker card on the window of the place when the MMA fighter was working out with, like, notes about how he was going to beat the you know what out of him and all these things. And then he is a strange egg, man.
Yeah.
This guy's a strange egg.
Well, he's arrested on assault and criminal trespassing charges, and he's just digging a deeper hole for
himself. He should get like life in prison for tackling 61-year-old Bret the Hitman Hart, who just had a stroke like 4 years ago. Yeah.
Bret
like,
took it,
come
though.
Come on.
In the video, Bret gets right back up.
Oh, yeah.
He's like,
Bret's
I got
tough,
this.
Man. 61. He's the only tough thing to ever come out of Canada.
That feels like it's from from the "you didn't think this out to its logical conclusion"
no.
Right.
I think he thought they'd do the old where they would fake hit him and like stomp on the ground. So it sounds
he thought
that's what was going to happen.
Do you think that's what happened? Is he like, this is all fake and staged anyway. No one's going to hit me.
Yeah, he didn't.
Oh, dude.
Which actually would have been crazier if that's how those guys fight. It's like I always joke about whenever people do Tai Bo, the only way they can defend themselves is if there's a really sick beat going on at the time.
Exactly.
Like, what if that was how the wrestlers get in and the guys just stand there like, and they're throwing it and not actually hitting him. And he's
just
like,
yelling at each other.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening right now.
That guy.
Dang it.
He's dumb.
Hold on. This is what's next.
Right?
With JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
You can look it up. I'm not going to tell you his name. It's not worth it. But we'll put the video up of him getting the crap beat out of himself. On the way, we'll get the nitty-gritty from Music City and all of the big winners from the ACM.
Keeping you in the know from Music Row, it's the nitty-gritty from Music City on New Country, Kix 96.9.
The big ACM Awards were last night, and while Keith Urban took home Entertainer of the Year and Thomas Rhett won Top Male Artist, the night seemed to belong to Kacey Musgraves and Dan and Shay. Kacey won Top Female Artist and also took home Album of the Year for Golden Hour. Dan and Shay won Top Vocal Duo and their hit Tequila won both Song of the Year and Single of the Year. George Strait also passed the torch to Jason Aldean as the latest ACM Artist of the Decade. Jason got pretty choked up in his thank you speech.
Very cool.
It's a big award.
Yeah.
In the new artist categories, Ashley McBride and Luke Combs took home the top female and male awards, respectively.
Yeah, a lot of those we've already seen in concert this year or going to see in concert this year.
That's Everybody exciting. Seems to want to come visit us
That's
here.
That's fun.
Reba McEntire hosted like the pro that she is, and she's been talking about it a lot, so you knew she'd joke about country music's, quote, female problem. Here's one of her best, quote, "Did you know that it snowed in Las Vegas a few weeks ago? It was so cold, it froze us women out of Entertainer of the Year."
Oh!
I love Reba.
Mic drop, Reba.
Miranda Lambert also made a little bit of news for changing a lyric while she was performing. The lyric is, "I live in Oklahoma." She sang, "I got the hell out of Oklahoma," which people saw as a jab at Blake Shelton, who was in the audience.
You only love me for my big sunglasses and my Tony Llamas. I got the hell out of Oklahoma, and I've got...
Ooh.
Oh! Bombs are being dropped left and right.
Is that the country music version? Of like a harsh jab.
Yeah.
I moved.
That was a diss track.
So take that.
Is this going to be
that
like
was a sick diss track right there. Somewhere 50 Cent's like, man, I need to start rethinking how I'm dissing people.
Maybe I should get a new house too.
Eminem's like, man, I caught a lot of guff for all that kind of stuff. What's happening here?
We'll see what happens anymore. Diss tracks back and forth between the two. Should be interesting.
In a little bit of non-ACM news, a very little bit, a little tiny bit, Brett Young and his wife Taylor Mills announced this weekend they are expecting their first baby. She's only in her first trimester, but they wanted to announce early because Taylor had already picked out a dress to wear for the ACMs on the red carpet, and she was showing a little bit, and so they just wanted to get out ahead of make the announcement themselves
rather than have people
ask them. So congratulations to Brett and Taylor.
He is not a tiny person. He's 6'6".
No, it's so funny. In the announcement picture, she's standing on a swing, like at a playground, and they're kind of the same height. He's holding her. She's a tiny little person, and he's a huge tall
man.
This is the Nitty Gritty from Music City, brought to you by Discount City Beer and Wine. I'm Lauren Silverman for Kix 96.9.
You're just a few seconds away from this with the JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick show on Kix 96.9.
We like to celebrate people doing good, so if you've got a good thing, let us know about it. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Good things every morning at 6:40.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now.
This little thing where you celebrate people doing good things. So if you've got one, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Or you can email me, jp@kzkx.com. We'll add it to ours every time we have one.
This is a bad thing that turns into a good thing.
Okay.
This guy named Darius Hinkle, he lives in Illinois. And very recently, his one-year-old daughter was choking on a penny. Not breathing. Mm. He didn't know what to do. So he put her in the car and drove as fast as he could to the hospital. Quite literally, and despite the fact that he did not currently have a driver's license, but the baby was choking, so he drove to the hospital. He hit 100 miles an hour on the way there. Once he got to the hospital, the police were waiting for him because he had broken multiple traffic laws.
Mm-hmm.
and also did not happen to have a driver's license. So the nurses saved the baby, and Darius went to jail. Mm. By the time his wife got to the jail to see what she could do, one of the nurses was already there. All the nurses had taken up a collection and bonded him out of jail.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's awesome.
And the baby's fine. They saved the baby, and they decided that, no, obviously you shouldn't drive if you don't have a driver's license.
Right.
And you should not speed.
But in case of emergency.
But,
right.
And so they thought he should go home with his daughter, so all the nurses took up a collection so he could go home with his daughter.
Oh, that's right. That's pretty cool. Oscar, Nick, your good thing.
So my good thing, my sister-in-law had her baby shower. My younger brother is expecting a little daughter coming up in like a month. I'm so excited. And their daughter's going to end up being like a year and some change, well, younger than my daughter. So they'll get to grow up together and stuff. Well, they're doctors, and they've been all over the country doing different things. So she had a lot of people driving in town, one of which was from Texas. And this woman, it was the first time I ever met her. She left to go to Omaha to go to the airport. And her car, she had a rental car. The wheel, like, flew off on the interstate just outside of Waverly. And the brakes weren't working. She had to use the emergency brake to get this thing to stop. Wow. Super scary, right? So we get a phone call from her. And she's like, you won't believe what happened. You know, I got to be to the airport in, like, 2.5 hours. Can you guys come help me? So we leave the baby shower to go pick her up. When we pick her up, she goes, you guys, I'm from Texas. And y'all might be the nicest people that I've ever met.
Yay.
She goes, we had 6 cars stop by to see if they could help me or take me somewhere or get me to, you know, whatever needed to get them. She goes, that doesn't happen in Texas. You guys are awesome.
Aww,
and I was like, way
sweet.
To go, Nebraska.
Right.
Holding it down and making someone from Texas realize how awesome we are.
Really
That's great.
That's a good
thing. So, yeah, it was super cool.
My good thing is a room full of student athletes getting a chance to be honored for doing what they do, which is not only do amazing things on the court, on the field, but also in the classroom and also in the community. As Night of the Lead features that with the Husker athletes, and so I had a chance to be the voice of the event again last
awesome.
Night. Anton Stevenson with men's gymnastics and Michaela Fecky with volleyball won the coveted male and female student athletes of the year. Adrian Martinez was one of the outstanding newcomers of the year. I want to know what's screw up. Yeah, Nicolin Hames with the volleyball team was the outstanding female newcomer. And they celebrate your grade point average, which all these guys have like over 3.5 or 6 or 9.
Awesome.
Grade point averages. So they have a chance to really support the student athlete, and it's a really cool thing. It's 29 years, so next year will be the 30th year of doing it. And so, again, I just want to thank everybody who let me be a part of it. It's kind of a cool thing, and I think it's really important that the University of Nebraska focuses on the student athletes as well.
More? Yep. You're just seconds away from this. From JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Oh, I also wanted to throw in, you need to look up Ezima.
Ezinma. Ezinma. You could have given me 15 guesses and I would not have gotten to there.
She performed last. She's nicknamed Classical Bay. And she was a violinist. She's from Nebraska, went to UNL, now lives in New York City, and has worked with Beyonce and Cardi B and all kinds of different amazing artists playing her violin, Classical Bay, and like trap. Classical trap, I think is what she calls it.
That's a thing?
That's a thing.
Awesome.
And so she performed last night, and she's super nice. So check her out and see what her music's about.
Live, local, and laughing. Now, it's JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Usually it's the first Monday of the month, and we'll get back on track hopefully coming up next month. But we are only off by a week, so that's not too bad.
No, it's not.
We have our wonderful friend, Cheryl Ann, who is a local psychic. Extraordinary connections
Hunter.
With Cheryl Ann and Ghost Hunter. Yes, thank you
all
for putting that.
All things supernatural.
In with us again for a Media Monday. Good morning, Cheryl Ann.
Good morning, everyone.
All right. So to give people if they're for the first time tuning in, what do you do?
Oh, my goodness. I'm a ghost hunter. I'm also a proven legit psychic medium. Been on the Travel Channel, been with you guys now,
It's been a couple of years now.
It'll be three in October. So this is what I do as well. I do the radio piece with my radio wonderful family.
And your kind of specialty is connecting to people on the
other side.
People who have passed on.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. That's
your jam.
My jam. I got that on
that
all the time.
Jam.
So if you'd like to be a part of Meaty Monday, it's really easy to do. We create a list and we gather up people that want to be a part of it. You can direct message us and say, hey, I'd like to have a reading by Cheryl Ann. That's one way you can do it. And then we have those at this time. We'll do it here coming up as well at 7:10 with somebody else. But then also, if you have a very specific question for Cheryl Ann.
Yes, JP will get a post up on our Facebook page. It's up there already?
Yep.
If you have one question for Cheryl Ann, we get a lot of questions like, will I get pregnant this year? Should I take this other job? Should I move? Health, things like that. We will do a Facebook Live lightning round here coming up in a little bit, and Cheryl Ann will answer as many of those as possible.
All right. But first, Sarah would like to connect to the other side to a very dear friend of hers who passed away.
Well, hello, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. So let's get right to it. So you have a friend that has passed?
Yes.
The most important thing I'm supposed to tell you today, a lot of things that you did together was greatly appreciated. You were the type of friend, and still will always be, the type of friend that would be there for that person regardless, no matter what. Do you sing?
Just randomly. I mean, not well.
Well, your friend is telling me that you need to sing a little bit more. You have a better voice than you give yourself credit for, but we are our own worst critics.
This is true.
Yeah. Also, when it comes to your questions that you have, the passing was meant to be, and there are things that harbor in your mind about the questions about it, and there was things that was pre-leading up to it. Do you understand what I mean?
Not really, but...
Okay, let me go there then.
Okay.
When it comes to a person's lifestyle, or when it comes to a person with their things that they're doing in their life, sometimes things get in the way, and they get misled. And they do some things that, you know, that are not a great choice.
Right.
And that's where I'm going. And so that person was involved in things that they shouldn't have been doing that was leading up to it. Predestinies are there. It's really hard to sometimes when we get into stuff like this, because I've told people 1,000 times, if not more, that we always have an inkling that when we're going to pass or something's going to happen to us. We always have those dreams or visions or those gut feelings that something just isn't right. And that was going on at the time prior.
Okay.
How close were you?
Pretty close. I mean, pretty much all through growing up, we dated for a while.
Did you realize he really loved you a lot?
Not really, but I had ideas.
He's telling me to tell you he was the type of person that he just didn't know how to tell you. And that being said, he wants me... Did you guys share a lot of time? Did you do a lot of ice cream?
A lot of ice cream?
Yeah, ice cream times.
Not that I can think of.
Okay,
no.
He's bringing up some ice cream. And when they come through with a specific picture in my head, they have a reference to it. So he's telling me to tell you to enjoy the ice cream a little bit more. You don't take much time for you, and you need to.
This is true.
And he's also telling me, too, that did you ever run, or did he ever run, like run track or run?
Yeah, we both did.
He's telling me to tell you to keep running, girl. Don't give up. Don't give up the marathons and things of that nature. He said that you're a great runner. And he's telling me, too, that the shoes that you wear when you run, you need to get a little bit better shoe. See, he tells me that arch, you need to work on your arches.
Okay, yeah, I have no arches in my feet, pretty much.
And he's just telling me, hey, take your time, be careful of your knees. He said, do you wear knee braces at all?
I don't, no.
He's telling me to be careful with your knees. Do you have knee issues?
No, never have.
Okay, he's telling me to tell you to be careful with your knees.
Okay.
Did you ever write him any letters, notes?
Yeah, I did.
He tells me to tell you to get them out and reread them and and reminisce.
Okay.
He also tells me to tell you that he does miss you.
Okay.
And your eyes. He said, I'm supposed to bring up your eyes, that he really appreciated looking into your eyes. He tells me that you have one of those types of souls that are so giving and so passionate, and he wants you to know that.
Oh, that's very sweet.
And also something about the flannel shirts. I don't know what that means. He just threw up a flannel at me.
Oh, okay. I like flannel.
So maybe he would like for you to wear a little more flannel, although it is going into spring, so there you go.
That's true.
They have short sleeve flannel.
That's true. That's true. Also, too, he tells me to get outside more and be more outside type stuff for you.
Okay.
Do you play any type of sports?
I did all through growing up and in college, yes.
Yeah. He's baseball?
Softball, yeah.
Yeah. He said, get on a team.
Okay.
You're supposed to get on a team and get going, sister.
Okay.
Is there anything you'd like to ask him?
So there was actually a dream that I had, which would have been on like the night before his birthday, just this past March. Was that like his sign? Was that?
They always come through in our dreams. And in fact, sometimes when they come through, the reason why you don't remember is because, wow, it was just something that your mind at the time could have not have handled, meaning it would have been so powerful that you don't remember the dreams. And then when they come through and you remember, they're subtle and comforting. So yeah, that was him.
Okay.
Sarah, you have a wonderful day today and enjoy life.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thanks, Sarah. And just like that, we're off and running.
I love when you switch topics like that, when you tell someone they have a beautiful, passionate soul. And also flannel shirts.
Yeah. I know. It's just like I was saying, you know, when you get the vision.
Right.
It's like somebody throws it in your face and it's like, oh, you run with it because that's what you saw. You need to bring it up. And it's usually confirmed
I'm gonna
by
have
the
to,
person
like,
I'm reading.
I'm going to have to film you one of these times because you don't truly experience it until you're seeing her and she's listening. And all of a sudden just like she'll get hit with something. And or she'll be doodling with something on a pen on a piece of paper, and then all of a sudden it's a little scribbly. And it's just the most interesting thing to watch you.
Film that,
yeah, I'm going to have to do that the next time around.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's very interesting to watch you do your thing.
Oh, well, thanks.
Okay, so Media Monday, we are off and running.
Next with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
We'll talk with Jennifer. She'd like to connect with her mother. And a very, very special story between the two of them. That's on the way. And again, the lightning round, if you'd like to be a part of it, get on our Facebook page, KX969, and you can be a part of that.
Get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
It's Media Monday with Cheryl Ann Fletcher, our psychic and ghost hunter extraordinaire. And again, if you'd like to connect with her, what's a good way to do that with you off the show?
Very best way, of course, is by a telephone number of 402-217-6334, or you can reach out on Facebook and connect with me there at Cheryl Ann Fletcher.
Okay. Oh, I thought you were going to keep talking. I didn't know if you were.
That's all. Those are the jokes.
Cheryl Ann Fletcher.
Facebook.
Yeah,
call
Facebook.
Her. Those
Done.
Are good ways good if you want to get a reading of
best
your own.
Best way is to call or text me.
Okay. We got a direct link on our Facebook page at KX969. We'll get the lightning round coming up. But first, Jennifer needs to talk with her mom.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hi. I don't know if you remember. I emailed you a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And I was too scared to have a reading done then. But here I am.
Yeah, and that's good. Let's get into your mom. She's on board with you all the time. She tells me that you worry way too much. You're such a gift for communication with people. You know how to say the right things. To me, if I was going to list you in a category of communication with people effectively, you have that knack. And that's what she's telling me. She's like, you're the one that did all the gabbing. You're the one that knew what to say at the right times. And she's very proud of you, even though you are going through so much ups and downs, roller coasters as to what's going on in your life. She's telling me you're so good at in like customer care. You'd be good in taking care of like your own little business, teaching, like having your own little salon. And you are so good at the personal piece of taking care of people. Do you cook a lot?
Every night.
She tells me that you're really good at cooking, and that would be another great skill to emphasize on. She says to start doing the baking, start doing the cooking, and take these meals to people like a church that need help. When you market yourself, she's telling me to get yourself out there, the home economic piece, and you'd be good in paraeducation. You'd be good in teaching kids at high school levels what to do when it comes to life because you are there.
That's so funny that you are saying that because I was just
brainstorming with my family on whether or not I should go into like a mobile painting crafting studio type situation, like the wine and paint nights, but I would be mobile and going to people's houses and businesses.
Wow, that's really cool.
You know what? I'm going to tell you, spot on. You are spot on. You are more intuitive than you give yourself credit to do. However, your mom says you do a lot of second guessing, but you are so good at this. I'm encouraging you to make the move.
What do I have to lose, right?
No, it's not exactly. About losing. Not about losing. It's about gaining. You never fall down. You always fall up. And you're about to fall up. Do you understand me?
I understand you, ma'am.
Yeah, so you need to go ahead and take it. Do something with it because you're gonna make a lot of money.
Fabulous. And I guess my health is another thing. And I recently got married. Mom had already passed.
Mm-hmm.
My husband has asked me a few times if he thinks my mom would have liked him.
Oh, definitely. She likes his character.
He definitely keeps me grounded.
Yes, exactly. And he... Oh, she's telling me that you just like to just get out there so much that sometimes you need somebody to pull you back in.
I overdo it.
Yes, that's where I'm going.
Between the two of us, we have three kids. And yeah. JoJo was her jelly bean. And I know that it was really hard for my daughter.
Long blonde hair. Who's got the blonde hair?
She's got long brown hair.
No, I'm talking, is there a friend that's connected to her long blonde hair?
My best friend, Jan, is their auntie.
Okay, she tells me to push that relationship. She needs to fill that void. And as parents, I'm a parent too. We can't always fill that void. Mm. You know, we have to have someone else on the outside that can understand us better sometimes in certain areas of our life, and that would be a good influencing piece for her.
Okay.
When it comes to the beautifications and wanting to be out there, like, too soon. She says too soon.
I know.
Back her up.
Gosh.
Back her up. She's on that road of going too fast with wanting to be an adult.
She's definitely mommy to the boys. Sometimes she forgets that she's a child. Mm-hmm. And also, she's just grown up way too fast.
That's what I'm saying. You've got some immune situation going on with your body. Uh-huh. You're missing some E in your intake for vitamins. And you're also missing some of your minerals, especially iron. She says
I'm iron deficient. I'm going to a hematologist next week.
She worries too about your teeth, the bone structure in your jaw and your bones.
That makes sense. I was supposed to get a root canal done when I had to go in for my last surgery. Fun fact is my mom and I are almost exactly 1 year apart from our gastric bypass anniversaries. She had it 1 year before me. Mm-hmm. And so I always looked to her to see kind of what was happening next. I've outlived her surgeries.
I have a question. Have you ever had an ulcer?
I have an ulcer right now. That's what started this sickness.
Okay, that's where I'm heading. You need to get pro antibiotics.
Yep, I'm on two of them.
Okay, lots of yogurt. You need to clean up your stomach. I see some bleeding in there and a lot of water. And be careful on too much cheese.
She would say that.
That's what she said. Too much cheese.
She knows how much I love cheese.
Well, she's telling me to tell you, Missy, you need to slow down on that cheese.
Okay.
And she says to eat more chocolate.
She always had chocolate hiding around the house. I know that you do readings a lot, and I just need to know. If you can, we were in a rough spot, her and I, before she passed, but I was the one holding her hand when she went. I just want to make sure she's not mad at me anymore.
She's not mad at you. In fact, every word you said when you were holding her hand, she heard everything you said. We hear longer than they think. So, no, she's not a bit mad at you. She said to get on with it, sister. Enjoy life. That's what matters.
Thank you, Sherilyn.
You're so very welcome.
I just thought of it, and I'm so sorry. I most recently quit smoking and drinking. Those are two things that she didn't have the strength to give up. I just want her to know that I am trying to be better.
Jennifer, you don't have to go through the radio station for her to hear that. Every time you're thinking of her, she's thinking of you. And every time, if you would take time to talk to your mother out loud, I tell everybody this. It's just like me, you know, when we're sitting in the studio and we're doing this show. It's just like they're sitting right next to you. Talk to them.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You're the best, Jennifer. Thank you.
You have a wonderful day, okay? We love you.
Love you, too. I'm so proud of you guys.
Thanks, Jennifer. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Jennifer and her mom, a very special connection. And again, thank you, Sherilyn, for helping folks do that on a daily basis, and you can get a hold of her. We've got all the details on Facebook and Twitter. We'll do the lightning round coming up.
Yes,
here.
Now it is time for the lightning round. We'll be doing that on Facebook Live in just a minute. So if you have one question for Cheryl Ann, go to our Facebook page and put that in the comments under the post.
Right.
People sometimes put them all over the place, and it's hard to find them. In the comments under the post.
That's where Lauren's going to be looking for your comments, and then we'll get those questions to Cheryl Ann. And if you'd like to be a part of Media Monday for May, just direct message us with the title Media Monday. We'll get you on the list.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
That lightning round coming up here on Facebook Live at KX 969. And it's also a Make It Right Monday. We'll do Right by Work Friends in just a bit.
It's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
You messed up. Everything was wrong.
And JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are here to help.
Make it right.
It's Make It Right Monday on Kix 96.9.
This is where you are desperate for us to step in and fix something you screwed up.
That's right.
It's Make It Right Monday. If you need us to do that for you, just direct message us with the title Make It Right. We'll do the best to help you out, too.
I have officially changed my resume to say that like amazing at fixing stuff in Lincoln when it comes to issues that people are having. Okay. It seems like a long title that maybe we could fix. I could use your guys' help. Lauren, you're good at that usually.
Is there an acronym
coming
we could
up
use
with
instead?
Like something? Yeah, oh man, we should come up with a really cool acronym for like how we help people.
Well, Steph just tweeted us, I find myself doing the not-so-awkward chant before Make It Right Mondays now.
Yeah! Well, you know.
We'll see how it goes.
Here's the deal. Next Monday, I'll still be in Washington, D.C., so there's a good chance it won't be awkward.
There you go.
Okay. Justin needs our assistance to make it right with a friend of his. Good morning, Justin.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, thanks.
All right, Justin, so lay this out for us. What's going on? What do you need our help with today?
So I have a friend from work, basically, and his name's Andrew. Really, really good dude. He's getting married, and he doesn't have a lot of friends, so he had asked me to actually basically host his bachelor party and kind of take care of, like, leading and everything.
Okay. And there's a lot of pressure in that.
Yeah.
There is. Well, I mean, it's a lot of pressure, even if I knew the guy, and I don't really know him outside of work too much, but, I mean, I thought, like, okay, you know what? I'm honored. I'll help you out here. I didn't really know what he might want to do, but I figured, okay, we'll just cover all the basics. So, you know, I told him, okay, I invited a bunch of my friends and his mom. Because, I mean, his mom is basically his best friend. And
okay.
All right.
No, like other people from work that you both know or something like that?
That's the thing, though. I'm his best friend at work. So, I mean, he doesn't really talk to a lot of other people. Really cool guy. And, I mean, I'm sure he'd make friends, but he just doesn't. I don't know. He's kind of quiet, I guess. So,
very sweet of you to bring his mom, yeah.
I mean, look, it actually worked out. It was cool. She was only there for about an hour. It was weird, but it wasn't like completely ruining of the whole night or anything like that.
Oh, so, man. Are you going to go on your boys' bachelor parties when they get older, Lauren?
If I'm invited.
If you're... Well, I can't imagine Zach's bachelor party.
Wow.
All right. Okay, so you go... So where'd you guys go? What'd you do?
All right, so we had everybody over at my place. You know, I had this awesome night prepped out and everything. We grilled out. You know, then we decided to go out, of course. We hit up O Street because... Andrew's actually never been there, if you can believe that.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, exactly. So I figured this would be perfect.
Well, like to the bars.
You know,
I assume at some
shell.
Point in living, right. He's driven down O Street, but like gone bar hopping.
Really?
Okay. Interesting.
Okay, yeah. So how was that?
It was good. I mean, we started out at Iggy's. We had a few pictures of Elk Creek, and then we went to Duffy's, and I got one of those fish bowls for the four of us.
Okay.
And
those are good.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure I drank about 90% of that bad boy because that is probably the last thing I remember of that night.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because I was told later on that I kind of wrecked his party because I ended up puking all over the bar at Main Street.
Oh, you're like, you were probably one of five people that did that night, I'm sure. Yeah, exactly. So you'll be okay.
I mean,
they couldn't even narrow it down to who it was.
Exactly. I mean, it was just, you know, dude thrown up. I mean, I guess, I don't know, but I don't remember. So, you know, his mom ended up actually picking us up and
oh, no.
Yeah, that was interesting, I'm sure.
She
but,
hadn't been home
well, he told me on Monday that he spent the rest of his bachelor party basically just hanging with his mom.
I know I feel terrible
about it, so I really need to tell him sorry, and I really want to like try to make it right and just, you know, see if there's something else I can maybe do for him. I need to apologize to the guy.
Okay, man. Oh, wow. Yeah, no, you definitely weren't the only person, I'm sure, that puked at Main Street.
And you were the only person who puked at that guy's bachelor party. But beyond that, nothing outstanding.
So is he mad? Like, what is your feeling on this? Like, is he mad or you just
how's it been at work lately and stuff?
I mean, he hasn't said anything, and he doesn't seem mad, but I just want to make sure he's not, like, resentful of anything. And,
okay.
I mean, you know, he asked me to do this thing, and I want to make sure I didn't just ruin it for him, because, I mean, it's a huge thing, having a, you know, bachelor party before the wedding and everything.
Yeah.
How do you think he's going to react when we call him?
I mean, he's a pretty chill guy. You know, I mean, he's not, I've never really seen him explode on anybody or get angry too well, so, I mean, I think he'll probably, hopefully, be okay. But I don't know. I want to clear the air. I feel terrible.
Well, don't worry, buddy. We'll help you out. I gotta say, on my bachelor party, a member of my actual wedding party got arrested 10 minutes into walking into the casino we went to. I'll help you out.
Okay. All right, we'll give Andrew a call and we'll see what we can do for you.
Thanks, guys.
Don't miss this. Next on the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
What would you do if your buddy did that to you? You can let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX96. And how would you react if we gave you a call like a Make It Right call like this?
Mm-hmm.
We will find out with Andrew coming up in Make It Right, brought to you by Concordia University Online Learning.
J.P., Lauren, and Husker Nick in the morning are on
KX 96.9.
You messed up.
Everything was wrong.
And J.P., Lauren, and Husker Nick are here to help. It's Make It Right Monday on Kix 96.9.
And that's what Justin wants us to do for Andrew, his co-worker. And Andrew's probably Andrew's best friend at work.
Mm-hmm.
And Andrew asked Justin to do his bachelor party for him. So some friends from work and his mom going down O Street.
Have you guys ever been asked something like that from like a coworker or someone that you weren't necessarily close with, but you were kind of, you were it, man. Like you were their person.
I don't think so.
No, I really haven't. I mean, not that. We
did a birthday party one time for a guy that worked with us at Best Buy. He didn't have a lot of friends outside of work, and right. He was very not a super sociable guy. And it was hard, but it was like a lot of pressure. So I can't imagine how much pressure this guy felt.
Party.
Yeah.
Man, no kidding. So we got Andrew on hold. He has no idea why we've called him and Justin. So we'll just bring him on, kind of explain what's going on between all of us, and let you take it over there, okay?
That sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Hey, Andrew?
Yeah, hello.
Hey, man. Thanks for holding on with us.
No problem. Did I win something?
Well, maybe. Yeah.
Maybe. Actually, okay. we're calling because a friend of yours is hoping to straighten something out with you. He feels that he may have done you wrong unintentionally, and he wants to talk to you about it. So, take it away, sir.
Andrew, man, look, I want to tell you that I am about the other night. You know, I'm so sorry about, you know, throwing up and wrecking everything and just being an a-hole at your party, I guess.
Yes, it's Justin. That's
Justin.
It took you a sec. What am I being?
Okay. Listen, he's nervous about apologizing.
Yeah. Exactly. That's
we got you, man.
Justin, Andrew.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm so sorry, man. I just want you to know. I hope I didn't wreck anything for your night. No,
not at all, man. It was a blast. I had such a good time. And
sure.
Watching you puke everywhere was pretty great.
I'm glad I can entertain, man. It was your night. You enjoyed it. That's what matters. But I mean, look, are you sure? Because I feel really, really bad about all that, dude.
Don't worry about it, buddy. You're like one of my best friends. I'm not worried about it.
Oh.
This is our first Make It Right Monday.
This is
where
so
the
nice.
Other person was like, no, that was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, right.
Usually people are mad. This is kind of awesome.
Refreshing. Yeah. All right.
No way. I had so much fun.
Are you sure? I mean, I'll take you out again. We can keep it minimum with the, you know, with the drinking and everything. I mean, I just want to make sure you had a good time for your bachelor party, man.
I definitely had a good time. You were cool. Hanging out school she let loose. We had a blast, even after you kind of passed out on us. It wasn't a big deal. But, I mean, if you want to go out again, let's do it. I'm fine with that.
Well, maybe we can help with that.
Yeah, we could probably make something happen with that and send you guys both back out again if you'd like. And maybe we can even throw your mom in there if we need to.
Listen, there's no maybes here. It's a bachelor party. Yes. I tell you what, let's give them...
Brothers Osborne on the streets?
That's what I'm thinking. Like 6, maybe 8 tickets to that. So they could take their bachelor party.
A redo of the bachelor party?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Let's do it.
Oh, man.
Now, there's one... There's one deal here, guys, because it's going to be near O Street.
Yeah, yeah.
So you got to be careful. two requirements. One, try not to get blotto this time. Have fun at the show. Two, if you go to do another fishbowl, you have to invite me.
Oh, yeah.
That's the other.
Fair, you got it.
All right.
That's a tasty treat.
Hanging out with celebrities. Sure. I'm down.
Trust me, I'll knock out like 40% of that bad boy on my own. We'll be good.
All right. Well, boys, grab your friends and mom, and we'll see you coming up.
Oh, I want a picture with mom.
The end of the month at Brothers Osborne, all right?
You got it. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, guys. I'm glad this worked out good.
Andrew, thank you so much. Justin, thanks for reaching out to us, bud.
Still at 100%.
I love your positivity.
Thank you. We are really good at this, like fixing problems.
I mean, that was legit the first ever Monday. Make it right Monday, where not only was the person not that mad, they were straight up like, nah, it was awesome. That thing you were mad that you thought I'd be mad about. Okay. Well, then you're welcome.
Then we're good.
I'm thinking while I'm in Washington, D.C. this week, I'm going to take that one in my back pocket with me, and I'm just going to show it to whoever I need to show it to make us like international people who go to countries and solve problems.
There you go. Oh.
We could represent this country.
With the UN, you think?
Yeah. Oh, man. We would be awesome.
I could just see you outside the UN knocking. It's like, hey.
Listen to this.
I got an idea.
This guy puked all over this other guy's bachelor party, and he wasn't even mad about it.
Boom, because we solved that problem.
Hold on. This is what's next with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Speaking of throwing up, did he party too hard, or will he have a good report for us? Rob, live from Las Vegas with
ACM.
Oh, no.
Are we doing this?
Speaking of throwing up.
Oh, dear.
That's coming.
Ain't nothing gonna stop us now.
Good morning. JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kix 96.9.
Welcome to the 54th Academy of Country Music Awards, or as I like to call it, Reba Las Vegas.
Live and awake in Sin City, our boss man and afternoon guy, Rob Kelly, was there for the ACM Awards. He's still there. Are you currently in bed, just like waking up, or the mimosas already flowing?
The mimosas are not flowing this morning, which is not like last night.
Hair of the dog, buddy. Get going.
It is pre-6 a.m. there, yeah.
I don't think in Las Vegas it matters. It is Las Vegas.
So tell us about your evening.
Last night, you know, the award show was a lot of fun. It's just so strange because of the time difference. You know, you actually go to the award show, and you have to be in there at 4:30 in the afternoon, and the show comes on at 5 o'clock. So it's like...
Wow.
You know, so then the strange thing about that is, of course, then everybody gets out and then goes to, like, the bars there at the MGM to watch the show that just comes unseen.
That would be weird. Interesting.
So, it's kind of cool, though. So, yeah, no, it was a good show last night. I mean, definitely a lot about George Strait. Dan and Shay had a wonderful night last night, you know, getting all kinds of awards.
Right.
A lot of introductions to a lot of new songs, even some stuff I didn't know. It kind of caught me off guard. Usually there's a lot more of the greatest hits kind of thing. And last night we heard a lot of new music and unfamiliar music. You know, it's not uncommon for a superstar, artist to launch a new song, and I think we see that with the Carrie Underwood single. I think that's going to be the single, probably that Southbound song where she came out of the pool party, which, by the way, I did not get invited to that pool party.
Oh, no.
Did they know you were in town, though? You got to tell people.
Yeah, I know. I got to give Carrie a call next time I'm in town and let her know. So a lot of cool side events ahead of time. There's, you know, there's those events like they showed with the Top Golf that go on. I was at a Nashville Unplugged thing with Low Cash the night before.
Nice.
That was fun. And then last night after the show got done, Zach Brown did an after party at the Palms at the pool, which was kind of cool. So,
ooh.
Hey, you were talking about big artists putting out new songs. You had Blake Shelton do God's Country down there. How'd that go over with everybody?
I think everybody was, everybody was into that. When you see, and you see it on TV, when you see people singing the song and it's only a week old, you know it's going to be a big hit. I think that's probably the biggest hit, biggest cool song. Of course, we already heard that song. We played the first on Kicks there last Friday when it came out, when you guys made that debut. So, but that was definitely a cool song. I was hoping maybe we could hear something new from Miranda. Not yet, but she looked great. By the way, Miranda Lambert looked great. Yeah. Now we've got her coming to PBA, so that's kind of cool.
She had, Rob, people were, was anybody there talking about her one lyric change where instead of "I live in Oklahoma," she sang "I got the hell out of Oklahoma"?
I didn't, I didn't catch that. Until after the TV replay, So, it was just kind of one of those things. I kind of smiled at it. I thought that was kind of funny. Like I said, if I didn't catch it during the live show, there's so much activity going on around there during the live show and how they actually get the production done. And from where I was sitting, it was pretty amazing. I didn't have as good a seat as I would like to have had, but they weren't bad.
We're talking with Rob Kelly, our afternoon guy and boss man. He's live at the ACMs in Las Vegas. It seemed like the show went by pretty quickly comparatively to past years, too, which was like they just kept the songs and the presenters and getting everybody up and going quickly.
Tell us, Rob, tell us something insidery from a conversation you had with somebody.
There you go.
You only hear it here.
You put me on the spot.
Yes,
something
I am.
Really insidery.
Something insidery.
I'm trying to think of something that I don't have any dirt, guys.
Did you not? What?
You always have dirt.
Yeah, I didn't. There's always the rumors and stuff like that, but I didn't get anything that I could really say. I can't.
All right. Then I got a question for you. Male newcomer of the year this year was Luke Combs. He sang twice during the performance. What'd you think?
Oh, he's rock solid. I can't wait till we see that show. That's coming up in May at the CHI Center.
Did you notice he was two Red Solo cups deep when he was in with Brooks and Dunn?
Yeah, that was weird. That was probably the biggest thing was that you want to talk about. Everybody was talking about was how plowed he was.
I would think you would take more than two Red Solo cups. Look at the size of that.
Well,
man. He's
okay,
not a small person.
Depends on who you're getting the red cups from. If it's from Blake Shelton, that would knock you on your ass.
That's true. You said two beers deep, so I think a lot more than two beers for a man of that
that's
size.
True.
There was that whole thing right there. There was a little talk about that. You want to say something? A lot of industry people are going, I don't get it. Why the whole Luke Combs and Brooks and Dunn thing? And Ronnie Dunn is probably one of the best vocalists in country music still to this day.
Yeah,
is Brooks and Dunn at a point where they need Luke Combs to lift their star? We're not quite sure. I mean, that's what a lot of the I'm talking about the radio programmers and stuff like that. I think Brooks and Dunn can stand on their own. You know,
they really can. He can still sing the phone book. All right.
Well, I hope you can still stand on your own later today, Rob.
Yeah.
While you're in Vegas, we're rooting for you.
Guys, I'll tell you what. You know, this is going to be day three at the pool. It is supposed to be 91 out here today.
Okay.
Be 80 here. So
enjoy the pool, buddy.
Call me about 4 o'clock this afternoon. I'll be 10 mimosas deep at the pool.
All right, brother.
All right, Rob. Thanks, man. Have fun.
All right. See ya. Bye.
You're just a few seconds away from this with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
More free money and free tickets, cash in concerts. Another keyword coming up. Your word for this hour is Beatrice. So be getting that on our website at kzkx.com for your chance to win. Brought to you by Max Muscle.
Live on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Time to head back to school with Lauren. As Dictionary.com just added 300 new words and phrases.
Oh, my.
And here's what's so confusing about...
Fit all those into 3 minutes? Let's do this.
Yeah, let's do all of them.
300.
What's so confusing about this, and this is usually the case, there are some that are legitimately very new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And some that are so old that they just added dad joke.
They just got it in there?
Dad really? Joke is one of the new terms.
Do they have use it in a sentence they have like a dad joke on there?
A corny and generally unfunny joke reminiscent of the types
hilarious.
Of remarks made by middle-aged or elderly fathers.
They're funny.
Wow.
What do they mean they're not funny?
Harsh, Dictionary.com.
I know. The whole point of a dad joke is they're just cheesy funny.
I think the point of a dad joke is they're not funny, but it's funny that they're saying it.
Probably.
Like, it's a not funny joke being, but it's funny that they're delivering it.
What do triceratops sit on? They're tricerabottoms. You're welcome.
Wow.
Also, I have experienced men don't have to have children to start telling dad
jokes.
No,
it just happens.
It's an age.
It's a natural thing.
It's like somewhere between 30 and 35, children or not, you just start spewing dad jokes.
One day I found myself doing them to my dog, Maximus.
There you go.
I cracked myself up. I thought he'd be happy.
I like this one. A cry bully. Noun.
A what?
Cry bully. Okay. Someone who self-righteously harasses others while simultaneously playing the victim.
Oh, nice. Wow. That is an awesome term for that.
Right? So descriptive. Wow. Stop
like,
being a cry
that's
bully.
Like 85% of Twitter.
Right. they added womp womp. Womp womp.
Oh, yeah. Like, well,
really?
Defined as womp, used womp, to dismiss womp. Or mock a failure.
It's a sad trombone.
Womp womp. Womp.
That's so
is
funny.
Now officially at dictionary.com. info dump. I feel like that's what we do every day.
I mean, you know, is that, I see, I thought that's when I go to the bathroom and read stuff.
An info dump. Well,
yeah, info that'd dump. Be info
you're,
dumping.
You're
here,
your stuff
defined
in,
as yep. A large quantity of backstory supplied all at once.
Or when Husker Nick goes number two and reads on his phone. Info dump.
That's what I prefer theirs. Darn I don't want to think about that.
All right,
either.
You're probably right.
Better.
This feels especially appropriate to us here in the Midwest. Welp.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well,
It says an informal variant of well used to indicate disappointment. I disagree with that. Welp is when you're about done talking to this person.
Yeah. And you just go, well, I'm out of here.
Well, yeah.
See ya.
That's two meetings there.
That is an ending a conversation term. That's a,
yeah.
Okay. Getting off the phone kind of, I should really go do something.
Just do anything else.
And this one is new to me. But I think it's so useful. JOMO, capital J-O-M-O. Okay. It is the opposite of FOMO, F-O-M-O, which is fear of missing out.
Okay.
JOMO is the joy of missing out, a feeling of contentment with one's own pursuits and activities. When you stay home and watch TV instead of going to the party.
You're doing JOMO?
You are having JOMO. And you are...
You're happy that you made the decision.
You are content with that decision. You are glad you are not out at a party right now. You are in your pajamas. You are having JOMO.
All my friends are making me feel bad for not going. Well, I'm happy I'm not going. So JOMO.
Exactly. I'm all super comfy in my slippers right now.
Yeah.
JOMO.
I love that story.